Welcome back to Elevate Podcast with Shaniqua Moore. Today, I am really excited to have the one and only Robin Michelle with us. And today, she's going to tell us her journey of how she was a part of the Wendy Williams Show and now is an entrepreneur doing all things. And as we will ask her, what do you do? She'll let us know her answer is yes. So we're going to learn about her journey. I want you to stay until the end and enjoy this podcast. Robin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's an honor. So I'm going to read your bio.
Okay.
And then we're going to jump right into some incredible questions.
Okay.
All right. So Robin Michelle is a renowned hairstylist as a lead stylist for the Wendy Williams Show and wig creator known as the Wig House. Is also the host of her own podcast, Let's Be Clear with Robin Michelle, where she imparts how to experience God. As a dedicated single mom, she seamlessly balances her role as interior designer and a passionate traveler. Robin's expertise lies in the areas of fashion, hair, and interior styling. Originating from New Jersey, let's give it up for Jersey, she embraced a life-changing move to Atlanta, driven by her unwavering faith in God. Her journey is a testament to her commitment to obedience and alignment with God's will, regardless of life's circumstances.
Hey,
that's incredible.
Give it up for the writer of that.
Let's go. Shout out to Chaselyn.
Yes.
So tell me, you're from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You're out here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
How did that transpire? What happened that caused you to be in here? What caused that move?
Oh, my gosh. God. Definitely God. I want to say God in a happy, upbeat way. And then I want to say God with, like, the tears and the Arthur fist balled up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But just definitely God. Like, I've grown up in Jersey. I was born and raised in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I slept in Jersey, but my whole life was in New York. So work,
let's give it up, New York.
Play, yes. Everything, right? And so it took a lot to leave that because, you know, when you come from that type of area, you know, it's like New York or bust. You know,
yes.
You feel like nothing else will ever compare to this. The
Absolutely.
Opportunities, the people, the experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hit a season just walking and talking with God. And he was just like, let's go.
Wow.
And so at that point, you just kind of have to say, do I trust what I know in
right.
staying here?
Sure.
Or do I trust the question mark and following God, you know, just within an exit? And I just got to the point where I was like, okay, well, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Right.
But I something in me just wants to see what trusting that is going to garner me. And so that's where we're at. And, you know, it's still a little ghetto. Still wait for a couple things to work out, Lord. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't change it for the world.
I love that. That's incredible. And it's New York over here. Born and raised Bronx girl,
yes.
All the way boogie down.
I used to work at Cablevision in the Bronx.
Okay.
Yes.
Cablevision.
I was a whole,
back
listen,
in the days.
When my son was a baby, I was driving from Piscataway, New Jersey to the Bronx every day for work.
Wow.
Because that was the place that hired me. And I had four
something.
Wheels and I was getting it popping. But yeah, Bronx.
I love that. Now, when I tell you, when I hear Bronx, I get too excited. So I'm going to try not to stay on it because that's Bronx people.
West Indian food is out there. I want to say there was a place
Absolutely.
Called Junior's or something. I don't okay. remember the name. But I've had some of the best food, like lunchtime food out there in the Bronx.
White Plains Road. If you want some really good Jamaican, Caribbean food, got to go to White Plains Road. They'll hook you up.
And when they're rude. Right? And they won't make eye contact with you because if they're nice, I don't want it. You
That's
walk
the
out,
good food, though.
You walk out. No, if they're nasty, you stay because it's good.
That's the truth right there.
That is very true.
And you're going to come back, too.
That's
very true. Oh, man. I tell you, I miss the Bronx. So I'm obviously New York, but we're both Northerners. But you heard that call. God told you to go.
Yeah.
And you knew there was a question mark, but you knew there was something waiting for you out here in Atlanta.
Yeah, like, you know, God doesn't really play games like that, right?
That's right.
And so you have to know if he's leading you somewhere, it's for a greater purpose.
Yeah.
And it may take some time to actually get to it where he'll fully unveil it to you. But
right.
at the end of the day, He's not going to call you somewhere else if where you're at isn't finished, you know?
That's
and
so good.
My fear is if I stay here and he's kind of telling me here is finished, it will take something that was once good and then it will spoil.
That's so good.
If you hold on to it for too long.
And oh my
goodness. I'd rather just, you know, just ease on down the road.
That's so good. I'm telling you, I really don't want to bring up a Bible scripture right now.
Do it.
But it reminds me.
I love it here.
Since you dared me.
I love it
here. It reminds me of Abraham when God told him to move out from the Ur of Chaldea. He had to go to another place, and he didn't know where he was going.
He said to go. He said to pack up.
Yes.
So not only did he tell him to go, it was what? To a land which I'll show you.
I'll show you.
So
that's
wasn't
right.
Like leave from Piscataway, New Jersey.
And go to Atlanta.
Go
on to show you.
He said go in that area over there. And
that's
then
right.
Like some way, somehow, I'll let you know that you've arrived. And not, you know, in that, and I'm so glad you went to that. Thank you for going there because I often think of how crazy he had to sound going to his wife.
That's right.
Going to his children, all of his family.
Right.
Those that were managing, you know, the herds and, you know, I mean, it wasn't like five people that were moving.
Right.
I'm assuming hundreds or thousands.
That's
right.
That's right.
And he doesn't have answers for himself, and his direction has to not only lead him, but all of them.
Wow. That right there.
So he had to be that convinced that it had to convince everyone around him.
That's right, because he was the leader of his family, and it was quite a number of people that he took with him. So he, when he had to tell them, it's time to go, where? I don't know. What direction? Where God is going to show us.
No clue.
Right. And so I think that takes incredible faith. And faith is really a spiritual technology, but it takes incredible faith to be able to go when God tells you. So let's talk about the Wendy Williams show. You were a lead stylist there.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was your journey like in that industry and then leaving out of it?
Oh, my God. I just love her so much. So she gave me just such an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes.
I was the lead hairstylist of the show. I was her stylist. And I mean, it just was a whirlwind. Like, you're working for someone who's on television.
Right.
So it's very different from doing hair in a salon when you're doing hair for someone who's on television. So in a salon, the person goes out, you know, they want livable hair. There's flyaways. It's just, you know, lush and gorgeous, blowing in the wind. On television, all of those flyaways are highlighted by all of these lights coming from every direction.
Wow.
And so what would be great in everyday life looks unkept and disheveled on television.
Wow.
And her little fun trick for me to make my life a living hell was to do this. Before the doors open, so here's Wendy. And so, I would have to fight with her every single day because she just loved, you know, just creating tension, right? But when I tell you, like, that whole opportunity changed my life, and I'm forever grateful for her. I'm forever grateful for the other glams that I worked with. Yeah. I mean, literally, I went from, and I just really have to be honest, I went from being a wig maker.
Yeah.
Living in Jersey, posting, you know, I knew it was good work. I'm posting it on my page. So I'm getting like 13 likes, 23 likes. And it was at a point in time where Instagram was booming.
Okay.
But it wasn't like people were following you because of your work.
Right.
People were then starting to flash lifestyle.
Right.
So like popular hairstylists aren't necessarily showing their work as much. They're showing, you know, that's when they started showing their manicure over the emblem of their Mercedes.
Right,
you know,
right.
Or holding their Starbucks, you know, to let you know that they're driving a Lexus.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there would be like people strapping their Chanel bags in their passenger seat.
Saying, right.
You know, got to keep baby safe.
Right.
And people were just eating it up. But I was crying because I was like, okay, God, I have some of these things too.
Sure.
But I know you don't want me to lead with that. But the gift you gave me to lead with is not getting attention.
Wow.
So what do I do?
That's good.
And I literally had to go like through just such a crazy season with him, trusting him.
Yeah.
And then this job opportunity, came up.
Sure.
I didn't even have to apply for it. They reached out to me. Unfortunately, Wendy's previous hairstylist had passed away.
Oh, Jesus.
And so even in that, it's like I want to be happy for my opportunity, but I'm mourning the fact that someone isn't here.
Right.
So it was just weird. But nevertheless, it's like he called me, but he called me in such a way that was like, this is literally me. I went from crying, trying to beg him, should I keep going?
Sure.
To the same wigs that I was making a week ago that people were only paying attention to, you know, maybe 13 people. Mm-hmm. Now it's being shown in like over 50 countries.
Mm.
It's nationally on a nationally syndicated television show. Incredible. I'm now getting called with like, you know, once you're in with one celebrity, all these people start calling you because they're like, oh, who's doing this person's hair now?
Yes.
And so everything just went crazy like that.
Overnight.
Changed my life, and I'm so grateful for her. It was a wild time, and I wouldn't take it back.
I love that. No, there's you, incredible storyteller, by the way, because as you were talking, I was seeing the these little, you know, pictures and images. But I'm also thinking about what you said, how you were in a season where you didn't seem recognized. Like,
no.
People probably didn't realize your value, your worth. But yet you never stopped. You kept doing it when no one was essentially paying attention. But what you did was you didn't let go of that gift. You kept on. And I think some people are in seasons like that where they're sort of just, they're, my gift is not making room for me, right? My gift is not getting me the attention I deserve or the attention I'm worth. But the fact that you kept going, it also speaks to your faith.
Yeah, and insanity. You know what I mean? Because at some point, it's like, I don't even know what's fueling me to
look,
keep
faith
going.
Faith is insane. Yes.
But, you know, I'm doing it. And so, I mean, I literally was on the verge of giving up. But the thing was, I wouldn't have fully given up because I didn't know what was next. Because I also was at this weird place of like, I want to be where you want me to be, doing the very thing you want me to do. So as much as I was at, I thought, a breaking point with hair,
right,
I still won't make a move unless I know you're in it, if that makes sense as well. So I was just in a weird holding pattern. Mm. And so he could have showed me at that point in time, no, now I want you to go be a school teacher. I would have gladly went and be a school teacher. I just want to thrive. And if this isn't it, I didn't idolize it. I was okay.
Right.
And I feel like the fact that I was willing to surrender it with my whole heart, he was just like,
it's incredible.
Get your things.
Come yes. on. Let's go.
Like, let's go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm trying to move, but I'm still stuck there.
Okay.
I'm like,
it's okay.
In that holding place that you talked about. Mm-hmm. I think that is a very frustrating place
I'm
for
back
many
there now.
People.
Yes.
Tell us what that's like. How do you overcome being in a holding place?
Yo, he got to pull you out. Same way he pulled me out before. Listen, sit tight. That's it. Sit tight. I don't know. Some days you are rocking. Some days you're watching Netflix. Some days you're staring at the wall. Like, is that E! Crew or Queen? Oh, no.
Right.
You know, like, So the one thing about me, I will not soften the edges for you. I feel like a lot of the time, especially in like this Christian walk with God, everyone wants to think of God as like, oh, you know, you get a car, you get a job, you get a husband.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they don't want to also, you get a trial, you get
That's
a
right.
waiting period, you
that
get a
part.
Heartbreak, you get,
that part.
You know. Maybe there was a loss, someone or something that you're grieving.
Mm.
It's all of it, right? And so you don't just, you know, well, you can do what you want because he gives you free will for sure. But it would behoove you not to just make knee-jerk decisions just
That's
because
right.
the present moment doesn't look or feel like how you prefer.
Mm.
And so God sits high and looks low.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot see from his vantage point. So if I
That's
make
good.
A decision off of my finite mind and understanding, I will guarantee get it wrong.
That's right. That's right.
And so for me, that's why it's worth the wait.
Wow.
I'm not
it's
okay.
It's worth the wait.
But it's worth.
I love that.
It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
So if you're in that holding place right now, and a lot of people I think are there, whether they're changing careers or whether they know where I am right now does not suit me. There's more to me than what I'm doing. There's more to life than what I've been shown. But I don't quite know what that next is, but I know it's not what I'm looking at. So I think what you said, like staying in that place because your turn will come. Right.
I will add to that. The way that you know to stay put is because whatever allowed you to know that what you're presently doing was what you were supposed to be doing at one time mm-hmm. was God, right? Mm. The same God that was clear then will be the same God that will be clear again.
Absolutely.
And so when he has not yet provided that direction and those mm-hmm. information, you mm. do not move.
That's when
you
stay put.
And so you stay at his last instructions. Because
ooh, that's
God
good.
Does not have a communication problem. If
yes.
anyone has a problem in this love relationship, it's us. We have a listening problem. We have a waiting
that's right.
problem.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And so
yes.
he's very clear. So it's like, just because, okay, your boss is pissing you off, you know, this is happening, whatever, that doesn't mean just get up and leave.
That's
you
so
know,
good.
You literally have to wait to be released. It is worth it to be released than to just get up and run. I
oh,
promise
my goodness.
You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't understand. I'm like, you just stepping on toes, but you activate it right now. I'm like, Robin, stop it. That right there.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are just upping and leaving.
Marriages.
Damaging relationships.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Marriages, mm-hmm. right? What happened to death do us part? That don't even exist mm-mm. anymore. I mean, it's mm-mm. it's insane. People don't want commitment, loyalty. Mm-mm. They don't want it. And so there's so many people that are leaving before their time.
Yes.
And it's leading to more issues. You're delaying your own self, your
for
own
sure.
process by leaving prematurely. So I love the fact that you said, stay at the last instructions. But
mm-hmm.
if you didn't hear a yes or no, a move, you stay right there when you last heard God speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I can't even do this. I'm going to try to.
Now I'm okay to stay here. We can stay.
Oh, I'm like trying to.
Because Lord
that's
knows
good.
I love it here. No, I won't
yes.
say I love it here, but I know it here.
Yes.
I for sure know it here.
So tell us more. So you were able, you left the industry.
Yes.
God told you to leave, move out to Atlanta.
Well, you know what? He didn't say leave the industry. It was quit the job.
Yeah.
And if I'm really, well, I have to be honest, I thought that he was going to walk me into another job equal to or greater than, because
wow.
did I not obey you, right? Did you see what I did? Don't
yes.
you owe me, like,
right.
something fantastic, right? He did it. He was just like, sit down. And it was, and I mean,
that's sitting down part.
I'm be honest, I quit, and I was like, yeah, I was so sure that he wanted me to do it at that time. Like, I fasted. I'm a big journaler. I'm an evidence collector. I was very, very clear.
Right.
But I have to admit, what also was the battery in my back to quit was I was also telling myself, he's about to come through with some old nasty opportunity. Watch, you all watch. Oh,
you wait and see.
Right. Eat your heart out. And he did not. He was like, sit down. And so, you know, that was a lot. And then the crazy. So God is just
wow.
so timely, because he never said leave the industry. I just knew quit the job. And that's the thing, too, because, oh, my gosh, like Holy Spirit made you bring up Abraham, because he got that little bit of information.
That's right.
I got that little bit of information.
That's
he
right.
didn't say quit this job because I'm about to do this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Quit this job because, you know, this other opportunity is coming.
That's
it was
right.
just like, quit. And then I was like,
then what?
Okay. so I quit. And then nothing happened for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that was 2019, towards the end of 2019.
Wow.
And then the pandemic hit.
That's right.
Beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but even like his timing
wow.
is so perfect, because working in the industry in the capacity I was, you're
mm-hmm.
like a day player. So
mm-hmm.
you don't get paid when you're not, when they're not shooting. When,
sure.
You know, whatever. And so,
mm-hmm.
well, when the pandemic hit
mm-hmm.
and, you know, things were shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had already left the job, I was already fully prepared to not need it, if that makes sense.
Right,
at
right.
the time, it didn't make sense, the timing of, you know, him telling me everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then months later, when we were, like, full into the pandemic, it was just like...
The timing.
You literally sent a rafter for me before the rain came.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you... So after you quit, did you move down to Atlanta right away, or what was the time frame?
No, I've been swinging all over the place. It was that, and then it was like the next year, he sent me to Alabama for a little bit. So myself and my son moved to Alabama. And
wow.
That's a whole long story, but I didn't understand that either. That
yeah.
kind of really pissed me off, I'm being honest, because nothing about me was there. My industry for sure wasn't there. So
right.
that was the moment where I was like, so are we done? because he hadn't done said yet. Anything about it. So I was like, so is there no more, you know? And then from there, I went and I'm sure God was leaning me towards Georgia from Alabama, but he knows I'm stubborn because I had vowed to never, never move here. And wow. So I then went to Nashville for a little bit and hung out for a year. And then finally I
came on over here.
Came on over.
To the hub where you're supposed to be.
Where I, the whole time. But, you know, he know you. He knows how you move.
No, I love that. And I'm also thinking about the other piece that's untold. That is the being that single mom. Right. Mm-hmm. And you're an entrepreneur by heart, right? Mm-hmm. That's who you are. You're also going wherever the Lord, also a woman of faith. Mm-hmm. But you're a single mom. And sometimes you talked about that leading. Your family may not quite understand. Mm-hmm. Where are we going? Why, right? Mm-hmm. And so tell us what that was like as a single mom or what that's like for you being this entrepreneur and doing these multiple, I guess industries or mm-hmm. expertise that you have. What is that like?
The obedience part or the industry part?
The family part. So the obedience part and the effect that it has.
How it affects the family.
As a single mom.
Because your obedience doesn't just cost you. It will have a cost to everyone around you in That's some so way, good. Right? And so for my son, his lifestyle maintained no matter where we were.
Sure.
That's very important to him. But, you know, I know it was weird for him. But the one thing I decided to do that I didn't get from my mom. So I know God because my mom knew God, right? But I never understood relationship with God until I found that on my own. And so my mom never expressed to me why she trusts God so much. I just knew she prayed. I knew we went to church 2 times a week and there was Bible study and, you know, all that.
Sure.
But I didn't understand the why. And so what I decided to do was I started talking to my son about everything. I let him know before I quit my job that this was something God was putting on my heart to do. And I didn't really know what was on the other side, but... You know, he's going to take care of us and whatever. Yes. And so I wanted to keep sharing these things when it was time to move. It's like, hey, God is putting this place on my heart. I don't really know. I don't even have the money, but let's fly down there and let's check it out and let's look around. And we did. So I actually pulled him into it because I realized inadvertently I'm building his faith. Because when he sees the things happen, he understands why mom is like, God, 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 God.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Every move, I'm like, mommy has no clue, but I'm starting to sense, like, I don't know, let's check out Nashville and we'll see. You know, and I would take him to go look at houses with me. We dream big.
I love that.
I say what I want. And, you know, he knows that I journal. I write everything down. I pray about it. I'm very specific. And then when he sees it happen, it's like it's fueling him. But not only does he see it happen, but he also sees the weight.
Wow.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so it's like giving him like a realistic walk, a realistic understanding of the walk. So it's not you get a house, you get a wife, get a car, you get
Right.
When we moved to Alabama, I had turned my car in Jersey. I didn't have a car for a year and a month.
Wow.
And we were in a foreign land, out in the middle of nowhere, and I didn't know that many people. And it was during the pandemic. Oof. And so he was with me with no car.
Wow.
In this new place. And so, like, he knows the walk.
Mm.
Yeah.
That right there, I'm thinking about my own child, and I'm like, good Lord, what have I put her through?
You got to make some thugs out of these kids. Yeah. They need to know. No, because they just, we talked about this a little earlier. Like, they just, we cushion so much. We don't want them to see us cry. We don't want them to know that I don't know how I'm paying bills this month.
Yeah.
We don't want them to know that money is tight. You have to stop eating my snacks. Like, you are not hungry. Like, it's okay. You know, I want to make it real for him because I don't want to create this idea. And then when he gets on his own, it's going to hit him harder.
That's right. That's right. No, yeah. I believe that. And I love how you are transparent with your son. Mm-hmm. And so I question myself, like, did I make the right decisions when I told my daughter? Very similar stories, even with we're going to move, prepping her for like a year. I don't know when it's going to happen. The Lord said, but we're going to do it.
Perfect. You did that.
Absolutely. And when it was time, I was like, so you remember you talked about this for a year? Time to say bye to your friends. And her little heart was broken, mm-hmm. and she cried. I said, I know your heart hurt, baby girl, but you are going to meet new friends, and right. you will forget about them. Right. I said, but also, you know, the Lord is expanding your friendships. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, since we've been in Atlanta, flourished. She's mm-hmm. flourished more than I have. I'm like, well, good Lord. You sending me here for her, or me, no, but flourish,
but
you know, so.
For her. Listen, it might yeah. be for her.
Yeah.
It might be for her. But
we don't think about that part, too.
For me, being in Atlanta, it was for my son, because wow. my son's father lives here as well.
Wow.
And he actually transitioned to go live with his daddy.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I'm like out in these streets as a bachelorette. It is fantastic. We ain't got me a one bedroom and everything. Do not come back. You know what I mean? But no, like it is for, and that's okay too. This is
love
for
that.
Him, and God is still like, you know, just loving on me
yes.
while I'm here as well. But like, mm. it was okay that the foundational understanding was for my baby, because
that's
immediately
incredible.
I saw him flourish in the same way you're
same
saying.
Way.
Immediately you saw her flourish.
Immediately.
And so I want to commend you for partnering with God in that obedience. Praise.
Thank you. That was hard, because I was like, everybody asked, how's Genesis? I'm like, a superstar.
And it's like, stop asking me about her. Like, ask me about me. Like, I haven't gone outside for 4 days. My right. phone is dry. Yes.
Yes, can work from home. I'm like, I'm just her paparazzi. I'm just running behind her with the bags. Like, what's happening now? You know?
Right.
No, but I love this. I love this, being a single mom. And I always say motherhood saved my life. So mm-hmm. that's a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. But I know we're coming to a close and probably mm-hmm. over time, but I do want you to talk about your podcast.
Ooh.
Tell us what it was about, what it's about, and what inspired you.
Honestly, it's about this. It's about
yeah.
these type of conversations. It's
yeah.
about, you know, helping people learn how to experience God in
yeah.
their everyday lives.
Mm.
So, like, there's nothing we didn't talk about here
yeah.
that didn't involve God.
That's right.
And it's really as simple as that. It's, I mean, I don't care if I talk about my decor. I pray about everything. I pray about every space he gives me.
Yes.
Because I think God is the best creative. Like, did you see what he did with the ark? Did
Absolutely.
You see how, like, he does the garbs of, like, you know, the men that, like, have to carry stuff in the Bible? Like, he's so
yes,
detailed.
So
and it's
specific.
Like, we don't think to invite him in to all these other ways. It's like, is this person my husband? Is this person my wife?
Same.
You know, God, I need this raise on my job. And
yeah.
He wants to converse with you about all those things too, but he's also with you at the grocery store.
That's right.
He's also with you as you're shopping for homes. He's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I really just want to help make God just be practical, like literally become your best friend so you truly can live like a purposeful life.
That's
so it's
incredible.
it's just conversations just like this. Like, it's not
yeah.
like, and so everyone turn to Hebrews 11, you know, and so holy art thou. It's not that. It's just
yeah.
literally teaching people, like, hey, your prayer might be 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
That's right.
Yours might be 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic.
That's right.
It's just helping people just see God more practically so he can literally, like, be in partnership with us always.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I gotta subscribe. How do we subscribe to that podcast?
I'm still figuring out.
Jesus. Is that YouTube?
So I'm on YouTube for
uh-huh.
sure.
Yes.
I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Spotify. So it's Let's Be Clear with Robin Michelle. And it's Robin
yes.
with a Y and Michelle with one L.
Love it.
And then on Instagram, it's I am A-M Robin with a Y, and then Michelle with one L. I am Robin Michelle.
That's
and
so good.
You know what, though? You'll find me.
That's
if,
right.
If whoever's listening that, you know, God knows why he put it on my heart to even do your podcast,
yes.
to do the podcast he put on my heart to do.
Yeah.
And I know that he already has people for it.
That's so good.
And so those that are, you know, supposed to, you know, listen to the wisdom and the things
mm-hmm.
he's having flow, they'll get to it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to subscribe myself. I'm going to be listening.
Aww.
But outside of that, I'm wondering if you can close and just encourage, specifically women, I feel like are in a very challenging time of their lives, if you can, about trusting or faith or anything around that.
All right, I'm going to switch it up and do my encouragement a little bit different. So, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Father God, for every person listening, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the women that you've put on your heart, Father
yes,
God.
Sir.
I thank you, Father, for every person that is listening to the sound of our voice, Lord
yes,
God.
Sir.
I pray, Father God, that number one, that they know that you love them. I pray, Father, that they know, Lord, that you care about them and that you are intentional with them. I pray, Father God, that they are able, Father, to seek you, Father God, in a new way, Lord. I ask, Father, that you breathe your fresh breath, Father God, into their life, Lord God, right now, Lord. Help them, Father, invite you in, Lord, because sometimes we have a desire, but we don't know the way. And so help them just invite you in by just saying the name of Jesus. Saying the name of Jesus, Lord, is a whole sentence. It's a whole prayer. It's a whole invitation, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you have your way, because I know that you desire to guide them in all things, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that their life will never be the same on the other side of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Oh, my goodness. That was... That right there, Robin. That was good.
Be encouraged.
That was
Thank you.
Good. Amen. I know everybody felt that. Everybody felt that. That's listening right now and watching right now. That was so good.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that you are an incredible woman of faith. At your
Thank
faith,
you.
I think, is really, you know, a demonstration when the Bible talks about, like, certain people that had a gift of faith. Mm-hmm. I really believe that is one of your
so
gifts.
Grateful.
One of your gifts.
Oh, that's going to make me emotional, because that's such a, people can say a lot of things about you, like, oh, you're funny, or mm-hmm. you're pretty, or I like the way you dress, mm-hmm. and, you know, but for someone to see something that, you know, really touches to the depth of, like, just really being a reflection of God in your life, that is like, literally one of the best compliments. So I really appreciate you.
That is you.
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you. We got to have a part two.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come back.
Yeah.
But no, this was so good, Robin. Mm-hmm. How could people follow you? I know you mentioned your handles, but if they're interested in any of your services, I know you do interior design. You still have the Wick House and other things that you're doing. How could people just follow you and find out more?
I'll just make it easy. Instead of sending you to a million and one places, just mm-hmm. go to Instagram. Just go to I am mm-hmm. Robin Michelle. And, you know, you can email me from there. You can DM me from there. And I will definitely connect with you. And, you know, hopefully we can grow together in whatever way, you know, that they need. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Please follow Robin. I know I am after this. That is I am Robin Michelle on Instagram. That is Robin with a Y, Michelle with one L. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys so much. Yeah. We know that this has truly inspired and blessed you. And if it has, we want you to do us a favor and share it
yeah.
to someone that you love or care about, or someone that just needs it. Mm-hmm. People just need to be encouraged. They need hope. They need to be reminded that they matter. So we believe that this is a message of hope, and it's a message that will absolutely elevate you. So we appreciate you all for watching. We thank you again. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you all.